clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Kicks, the Queen of Cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis. I am here today on this fabulous, fabulous day in Huntington Beach with a new friend, and his name is Rick Trojan. And I love the name because I said, do you sell condoms? I'm sure everybody has screwed with you all your life about that.
Yeah, I used to hate it in high school, but now I love it because it's a good icebreaker.
Yeah. And Rick has a little voice problem, or is that you all the time?
No, I've been traveling for 3 weeks and talking and speaking, and so I'm hanging by a thread, but I'm super happy to be here.
And we're so excited because Rick is doing his fifth cross-country hemp road trip, and that excited me, and I met you through Canapa Farms, which is a shout-out to them, and thank you. So tell us exactly, Rick, what you're doing and what you're trying to achieve.
So the end goal is the end of prohibition of cannabis. We started with an industrial hemp farm 3 years ago. We grew 300 acres in Colorado, and from that farm, we couldn't sell our CBD to Kansas and to California and other states. So I figured what better way to change the law than go talk to politicians during the presidential primaries. So I bought this bus, wrapped it up, and then when we met with eight of the candidates, including Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Carson, and obviously they didn't get the message. So we've been going around five more times trying to.
So did you get a face to face with them?
Some of them we met. Some of them we went to their rallies, but some of them we met in person and got to actually speak with.
And who was that?
Ben Carson, Martin O'Malley.
Yeah. Okay. Ben's like pretty approachable.
Yeah, I mean, no one cared. So, you know, we saw him in a coffee shop. We saw Martin O'Malley. I mean, we got to shake their hands. Ted Cruz, we're in his rally. So we went to big rallies with Trump in Louisville, Kentucky, and then Hillary in Iowa.
So what's Trump say about cannabis?
God knows what he says one thing, and then 1 minute one thing, other minute. Yeah. So he says he loves it, and he says he hates it. He's an idiot.
Well, thank you, Donald, for being a great politician.
Yes.
So you started in Colorado, mm-hmm. and
first stop was Iowa. We followed the presidential primaries in 2016. So went to Iowa and then New Hampshire and then the Carolinas and all around 35 states that first year, that first tour over 3 months.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And the second tour, was it the same pattern, the same route?
Nope. Second tour was West Coast. The third tour was universities. So we went to 27 universities across the states.
And where did you get the best response?
Universities, hands down. The kids understand.
Really?
They understand what's going on.
Do they know that you can't smoke hemp?
No, but no one does really. I mean, not enough people know it yet, but I guess you can smoke hemp, right? But it won't give you the same euphoric effect if it doesn't
have
THC.
No, you can't smoke hemp. Why would you?
Yeah, you can.
You can't get high from it.
You can still get medicinal benefits from it. So I could smoke the flower that comes off of my farm. I could smoke it. It's high as CBD, but I could smoke it and not get the euphoric effect of THC. But still get the medicinal benefits of the cannabinoids.
Okay, that's completely different of anything that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because now you're saying, which is really a bad message, that you can smoke hemp.
You can.
And I'm telling people, you can smoke hemp, but you won't get high from it.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not to smoke it at all.
You can. It's cannabis. It's all cannabis, right? So the cannabis is, you can have 5% THC cannabis that makes my scarf, and you can smoke that, or you cannot. I mean, you can smoke cannabis.
Okay.
Right?
I thought it was below 0.3.
So federally, any cannabis with THC of 0.3 or less is considered. Is considered industrial hemp.
Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about.
Correct.
I'm talking about industrial hemp.
Correct.
So this is industrial hemp.
Yeah, my scarf. You can't smoke my scarf, my shirt, my
that's
pants.
That's what I'm.
But you can smoke the plant that made it.
And I don't know why anybody would, but
correct.
It's
I mean,
beside
that, yeah,
right.
Correct.
When did you start in the cannabis business?
In 2000, I had a healthcare company. In 2013, I sold it to one of my resellers, and then I just wanted to stay in Colorado, so I got involved in a medical edibles company. I started my first edibles company.
And what was that?
It was called Colorado Mythology, and it was a complete disaster. We back then we couldn't.
Landlords
couldn't have. Our landlord never paid the bank, so the bank foreclosed on the property the day after we got our license, and they couldn't have marijuana as a tenant, so that we had to leave. It was just a big nightmare.
What year was that?
That was 2014.
Oh, really? That bad? See, I started in 2008.
Okay.
With making edibles, and I never went anywhere, but. You know, I only serviced old people and cancer patients.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I still do it to this day, but it's only private patients. I found what they put in dispensaries wasn't what I would want to sell.
Right.
So I stayed away from that. Anyway, so when you started, when did you realize that you wanted to make CBD oil? When did you start that?
Started in 2015. So the first farm.
Did you grow
was,
hemp?
Correct. Okay. So I plant both sides of the plant. So the first company that I was part of, Colorado Cultivars, they started with 300 acres of industrial hemp, mainly for CBD and for grain. And then now they mostly grow for grain and also greenhouse growing. So that was the first company that I started with in 2015. So we started big. We started with industrial hemp, but for cannabinoids, right? For CBD specifically. So from there we branched out, and then now we have, you know.
So are you still doing the oil?
Yeah.
And is that something that you want to promote right now?
Cannabinoids in general I want to promote, like not just mine, but
okay.
Cannabinoids in general.
Okay, you're saying to the people out there that don't understand, and there's a lot of them that don't, why do we want that in our body?
We have a whole system called the endocannabinoid system, and we've been starving it as a country for years. That's why, you have fertility issues, kids with epilepsy, kids with seizures. That is a deficiency in our endocannabinoid system. They rarely even teach about this system in school.
Why?
Because the Western medicine
did
wants
they know?
Petrochemicals.
Are you saying that they knew
yes.
about the endocannabinoid system?
I think that was just discovered in the past 20 years or so. I think in 1991 when they discovered
Menachem.
That. Mishulam found the THC, but I don't know if he did the endocannabinoid system as well, but I think it's only been the last 20 years or so that
right,
we've known
right,
about
right,
it.
Right.
I would argue we probably knew about it before, we just didn't, it wasn't as public, but it's as integral of a system as our central nervous system, our lungs, our pulmonary system. I mean, we need to feed it, and we can get cannabinoids from your mother's breast milk right after you're born. That's a human-made cannabinoid, or you can get phytocannabinoids.
Oh, so whether I smoke cannabis or use it in any shape, form, whatever, and if I have a baby and my baby is a breastfeeder, that means it's getting cannabinoids?
Correct.
I manufacture it in my body.
Mothers make it for their
child. I'm having a baby now.
That's why, yeah, right? That's
any volunteers?
A whole nother level of breastfeeding. You know what I mean? A whole nother level. Your body makes it, but we also get it from cannabis, hops, chocolate, other foods. But cannabis has the most cannabinoids of any plant we know. That's why it's been suppressed, because if you have cannabinoids in your system, you're not as sick. You don't need all the Western medication. I haven't taken an aspirin in 5 years or 4 years.
Yeah, I don't take aspirins. I don't really get headaches. And I'm really 96, well preserved.
Perfect. Yes.
I smell cannabis all my
Thank
life.
Thank you.
That I did a story on a woman who was 125 when she passed.
Wow.
They did a thing on her. They interviewed, when she was 124, they did a story about her. There's picture. You go online, she exists. And her son said, because I said, what do you owe her longevity to? He said she smoked cannabis every day of her life. From
wow.
when it was, and they were Indian, like,
yeah.
not American, Indian.
Indians.
I hate offending people, and I do all the time.
No,
so.
I mean, shit, I do it all the time, so it's
yeah,
fine.
I never know who I'm going to offend. Okay.
But yeah, India has a history of using ganja, right? It's historic.
Milk.
Bang.
Yeah.
Yep, with the milk.
Yeah,
and the, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never done that. I do like the cannabis ice cream. Everything can be made out of cannabis and hemp right now, and we
Correct.
Know that.
Correct.
What's your next stop? You're in California now. What's your next stop?
So tomorrow.
Who can look for you?
Yeah, so we can go to Hemp Road Trip on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and hemproadtrip.com. But tomorrow we are helping launch Soul Hustle. It's the first ever CBD, full spectrum dietary supplement for athletes specifically. So
where?
At Canapa Farms and Bistro here in Huntington Beach. So Emily Stockman, who just won, she's an AVP and professional volleyball player. She's our spokeswoman. She just took gold in Thailand 2 weeks ago, and she's still playing. We've been watching her play today. She won. She's 3-1 so far in the draw here in Huntington Beach. So hopefully she'll continue to kick butt, and she's looking great out there. And we're just really excited to have her as part of the team.
So she's on the volleyball team.
Yeah. So she plays doubles women's professional beach volleyball.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
It's great. Yeah. Is this the first time you've been here?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I lived in Manhattan Beach for 10 years. I went to undergrad in San Diego. But yeah, and yes, first time I've been here on this show and with you for sure. So it's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do next?
We go through Vegas on the way home. We're going to stop by Enviro Textiles and get the bus redone. The inside of the bus is going to get a whole bunch of new textiles from
Hemp,
those,
I hope.
Of course.
Hemp, I hope.
Always hemp. Always
hemp. All hemp.
In fact, these women got me hooked up with hemp. I have 20-foot tall windows in my loft downtown, and they got me hemp drapes, like a hemp sheer and hemp drapes for my house. And that's, I mean, absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I had my friends 2 years ago. I reupholstered his chairs in 100% hemp. Black hemp.
Oh, heck yeah. Comfortable.
It's just, I mean, I love hemp fabric because it's just, it's so incredibly fabulous, and it can be used for anything. And, I mean, there's a lot of upholstering being done, for decorating and design. My friend's a designer in West Hollywood, and as a matter of fact, we go to the same, he goes to Hemp Traders and gets all his stuff, and he... That's where he gets his hemp.
Shout out to Larry, Hemp Traders.
I love you. Anyway, what else? So since you've been on this bus, this is your second year?
Third year.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen a difference in attitudes?
For sure.
And what do you think we can attribute that to?
So I think we can attribute a lot of that to our government. I think so. Here's why. So when I started, Obama was in office, Obama was leaving office, right? He was finishing his last year, and everyone was like, the left thought Obama was the greatest. He did this, that, the other. They thought he was going to do more. He didn't.
He lied.
The right came in, right?
Right.
And they thought Trump was going to do all this stuff, and he didn't do shit either. So I think both people are realizing that our two-party system is broken. Our system across the board is broken, whether it's farming, education, agriculture. I think people are finally waking up.
It's always been.
But they're fine. No, it hasn't. I don't think it's always been. I think it's a lot worse now than it was before. But
because there's more people. There's more shit that we have to deal with. Listen. You know what? Our parents lived in simpler days. I know mine did. And I grew up in simpler times. And it was different.
Yeah, but the problem...
It was a totally different thing.
Correct, because now the government, more than ever, works for corporations and not for the people. So
they always work for corporations.
Right, but we're seeing it more than ever now. Is what they're taking more money out. I mean, what I'm saying is, your question was, is it different? Yes, and I think it's different because people now are understanding that our government is full of shit. And most of the time, the media is also full of shit. So... If you remove, and that's a big statement to say, but that's taken me 2 years of, I research my stuff and I get into stuff. I nerd out all the time. And we've been lied to from day. I went to the Denver Public Library. The first arrest for marijuana was in Colorado, in Denver, on April 6th, October 6th, 1937, right? I went and looked at the records in Denver, right? Harry Anslinger happened to be going through Denver from California home. They say these two guys met. They never met. The Lexington Hotel that hotel didn't even exist. The address that they reported didn't even exist in the Denver Registry at all. They arrested the one guy for drinking Sterno, not for smoking weed and beating his wife, allegedly. So the whole thing from day one was bullshit. And when I found that out, I'm like, holy cow, it's all
that
a facade.
That was free for
it's
madness.
All a facade.
That was all lies.
The whole thing, exactly. But even I've been around the country, the world now, 2 years talking about this first arrest, and I was spreading misinformation. But now I've gone and realized, even that, day one, it was made up. Completely fabricated.
Oh, right. It was all made up. And I think that people, I think the big bonus for us is when Sanjay Gupta and Dr. Oz came out and said they lied to you.
Yeah.
Because that's your mainstream people, that's their gods. They're doctors.
And they helped tremendously.
And they helped, and they're still helping now, especially Sanjay Gupta. I don't know about Dr. Oz. He's probably doing facelifts somewhere. But
a little bit of Botox.
But Sanjay Gupta, I mean, he is still, I just saw him the other day doing some kind of thing for, I don't know if it was cannabis or hemp, whatever. So he's still working with, he still knows and he's still trying to develop relationships with people to tell them about it.
Do you call him Sanjay? Do you call him Dr. Gupta? Do you call him Sanjay Goops? What do you call him?
I call him Goopy.
Goopy. No, I like it. Goopy. Goopy's the man.
I never liked, I mean, I never really paid attention to either one of them. But when What's-His-Face, the other guy, Dr. Oz, he did a thing on autism. On, this was 3 years ago on his show. I'm working and listening and everything. He didn't bring up cannabis at all, and I didn't understand that. I wrote him a scathing letter, which later I found out 10 million people did. 2 weeks later, he did a retraction, and he did a show all about autism and cannabis.
Good. Good for you and good for the other people
no,
who sent those letters.
No, it's just not me. It's just like, you can't lie to people. I mean, you can't not lie, but omit what we know to be true.
Well, I saw Bill Nye, the science guy, has a new show that came out, and I watched his first one, and it was essentially that you need to take drugs that are FDA approved. The FDA only is the one that can approve drugs. All the
well,
rest
tell
of
Tell him
is,
to watch daytime TV when it says all the ones that are killing
knows,
you.
He knows. And he also knows who's paying for his show, and it's not cannabis right now. So he has to toe that line, and he has to lie to the American people so that he can keep his show on. Right? I mean, that's my deduction. That could be completely wrong. He could be an idiot and not know about cannabis, but I don't think he's that dumb, personally.
I don't know.
I give him the benefit of the doubt, but I sometimes do that incorrectly.
Yeah, I don't give anybody the benefit. I treat everybody's a liar to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at them. You have to prove yourself. I think it's an East Coast thing. I'm not sure. But anyway, so what can you tell people that want to get involved? What should they do?
Educate themselves. First of all, buy hemp. Buy cannabis. Buy it, wear it, talk about it, eat it. Right, we can do. I only wear cannabis now. I don't think I have anything cotton or anything else in my wardrobe. But it's not as it's a little more expensive on the upfront. But
lasts,
on the total, it lasts forever, right. and you can wash it and you can wear it
and not throw it in the dryer. It doesn't shrink. It doesn't stretch.
It's awesome.
I mean, it's the most incredible fiber in the world, on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, and I love it. So how can people get to you or find your tour? Are you streaming? What
yep,
are you
we're
doing?
Doing some pod, we're doing some live videos. We're doing we have all the social media is following it. The website is going to have a virtual tour coming up as well.
Oh, great.
We're redoing all that. So looking forward to that in the next couple of weeks. But we're going to be at Canapa Farms, Canapa Bistro tomorrow here in Huntington Beach. And we're going to be at the FIVB Open with Soul Hustle. It's SOLHUSTLE.com.
So join us there. And what are we doing there?
We are going to have some amazing hemp food, some hemp pasta, and some hemp bread that we made last week when we were here, when we met. And we're also going to be...
Wait a minute. I love that you're saying we. Did you make the fucking bread and the pasta?
Yeah.
No. Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah, I did. I made the fucking bread and the pasta. So thank you for calling me out and that you're correct. I made the fucking bread and the pasta, which was awesome. And you're going to eat it tomorrow and it is going to be delicious. And even if it's not, hopefully you'll
like
it.
Did you wash your hands while you were making it?
I did. And I actually had a hairnet, which was like super fashion. So
it was hysterical. We all had hairnets on. And trust me, we all looked real stupid.
It was beautiful. I thought we looked amazing.
It was great.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah, so we're going to have that. And then we're going to launch the Soul Hustle line. It's all a essential oil-based solution for athletes.
Oh, I want to hear more about that, though.
Yeah.
So, do you want to take a break? And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Rick Trojan. Hold on.
Clear the airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, it's Patty Cakes, and we are back with Rick Trojan of Hemp Road Trip. And Huntington Beach is one of his stopovers, and we're so excited and very happy to meet him. And his buddies are here, and they're real nice and quiet, although I gave them pot. So, you know, it's just like when you have babies, you give them a bottle. Adult, you give them a joint, right?
Yeah, in fact, yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly right.
Right. So what I want to hear, because I live in Huntington Beach, and there's so many athletic things happening here. Like right now we have the beach volleyball championship or tournament, whatever. And you said that you have a product called Soul Hustle.
Yeah.
I want to hear about that.
So Soul Hustle is the sponsor of the Hemp Road Trip out here in Huntington Beach. And they have athletes line, of dietary supplements, topicals, and tinctures that and gel caps that are made specifically to help athletes increase and extend performance. So Soul Hustle is specifically for sun, sand, and surf athletes.
Oh, Emily Stoffman, perfect here.
Yeah, it's perfect. So this is exactly what we want to be in. So we have topicals, we have tinctures and gel caps for anti-inflammation and recovery after a hard day on the beach or a hard day in the sun or the sand. Come and you can use our cannabinoid-based treatments.
Did you get any hunky athletes that are famous and cute?
Yes. Yes. So Emily Stockman is our spokeswoman, and she's amazing. She took gold in
Thailand.
I'm
looking at, I said guys, honey.
You said hunks, and she's hunky and amazing. She's amazing. She's fantastic, great volleyball player, great woman.
Is she local or is she from Colorado?
She's from Colorado originally, but she lives in Hermosa now, and so she plays all internationally. So,
nice.
Yeah, she's fantastic, and she's a great athlete, and this is exactly what we made the solution was for her to help her recover after after winning gold in Thailand. You gotta take some time to recover.
Oh my God! So how long has she been using the Soul Hustle?
For about a month now, since the start of the season.
And has she been tracking her progress?
Yeah, she loves it. We have a couple different products we've worked with her on developing, and so she loves the tincture, the topical. I mean, she's really. She's using it quite a bit for, after the game for recovery.
Oh, wow. How fabulous.
Yeah,
well,
great.
I think that's really exciting. Now, she is the one that is in the tournament.
Yeah, so she won both games yesterday. She lost the first one today and won the second. She has one more here in about 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. How incredible. So, who developed Soul Hustle?
It was developed specifically for sun, sand, and surf sports, and it was developed by leading formulators in Colorado that I know. So going through the road trip, I've met all the best CBD companies and formulators, and
there's so many. How does a person determine what's going to work best for them? I mean,
and error, really.
Okay.
I mean, it comes down to we have ideas, right? We know we have formulators that know go-go butter here, and we need coconut butter here, or whatever, the different oils. But we put those all together and then we try them on the athletes and then we'll fine tune from there. So, really the full suite of solutions for athletes is what the Player Complete brand does. And that's who launched Soul Hustle. So Player Complete Inc. is the company that launched Soul Hustle.
Player Complete?
Mm-hmm, Player Complete.
And they weren't into CBD prior or?
No, so that company developed specifically to help athletes get into cannabis. So there's so much bullshit out there, and so many people are lying and telling you can do this, that, the other, and the reality is they can, and most of them are full of shit.
But we know that.
We know that because we've been around the country, and you've been doing this for a lot longer than I have, so we know who's the best people and who's full of crap. And so I was able to, help get people together, get a group together that can actually execute on the strategy to help these athletes and really help them get what's best for them, right, without all the bullshit.
You know what? And there are some, what was it, football or basketball, which has the most players lobbying for cannabis?
I think football, probably, because most people in football understand they get their bell rung. They need CBD.
Yes,
they need cannabis.
Yes. So they're really, 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 really... why didn't I do that?
Yeah. That's God calling.
Well, I have a guy that works with me. His name is Terry Lord, and I always say the Lord is coming.
Nice. I like it.
Isn't that great?
I like it.
I did a whole show on the Lord is here.
I like it.
It had to put a picture of Jesus with pot leaves on it. I mean, you have to do whatever you can to...
JC smoked pot.
Of course.
And probably did some other things. Have you seen tablets and other shit on the mountain? Or I guess he fasted for 40 days. Like,
I
fasted for 10 days and you see some stuff.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
I never talk about politics or religion. I'd rather talk about politics because they're all assholes. Religion, I think it's just, they're a bunch of stories and whatever one you believe in, I guess, is great because there's too many of them.
They all smoked pot.
Right. Right. So, where do they find Soul Hustle? Is it out in the market?
Yep. So you can buy it online right now at SOLHUSTLE. So Soul is SOL instead of after the sun, essentially. So soulhustle.com, and they can go and they can buy right now the topicals and the tincture, and soon we'll have the gel caps up there.
Wow. So. And it's nice to have your body on a, just like when you get makeup, if you stay on a program, your face gets better.
Yeah.
Women know that. It's just like that when you take supplements for your body.
Mm-hmm.
If you put yourself on all of them and work at it, you are going to see results.
Yeah.
So, anyway, wow, this is great. Is there anything else you want to say or
no, it's, shout out? I appreciate the time. And a shout out to...
You're so tired, I bet.
I mean, somehow we just keep going, you know? Thank God for cannabinoids. Keep me going.
Yeah, keep me healthy. Yeah. So, very cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you so much, Rick Trojan.
Thanks, Betty Cakes.
And it's been great, and I'll see you tomorrow night at the party. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.